RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg and Noel. Dylan's on the other side of the glass. In for the morning shift the day after. We hope that you all had a wonderful Christmas day and join the entire holiday season. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
Morning!
And a good morning to all. Happy holidays in Powder Springs.
Powder Springs.
I know a little something.
You know
that.
A little something about Powder. I was gonna say.
I know a little something about Lost
yes,
Mountain.
Yes, you do.
Out there. Uh-huh. And Keachern and Hillgrove and Marietta High School. All of it. Well, this
all
is.
That.
I got to adjust the chair. I got to get ready for this. First of all, thank you for letting us be a part of your Friday mornings. Sam was not here on Wednesday when Noel joined the show from the other side of the glass with me, her, and Jason Longshore, and she is here again with us. This is like a Monday night football booth.
That,
we got the three of us in here.
Yeah, kind of.
You got to bring it a little closer to you. Yeah, just
like an old school booth.
Yeah.
Right.
This is. We haven't done this before. Now you and I have not worked like this with Noel before.
Right.
I had the pleasure on Wednesday. It's gonna be fun.
Okay.
And then you got that dude on the other side
of
the glass.
I know, that's right. You know
who's
what, man?
Gonna be jumping in here.
You know what?
I'm just a troublemaker, you know?
That's okay. That's all right. The trouble is welcome, man.
I'm just ready to light some fires, you know?
Dylan, you have no idea because I have a Noel's World that is tailor-made for you. You have no idea.
Uh-oh, okay.
Ooh,
you ain't said nothing but a word, Noel. You ain't said nothing but a word.
Strap in, friends.
So, and Dylan, this includes you, too. We are all going to start the show again, but thanking everybody for letting us be a part of it, and run down what we got going on. Obviously, we're going to talk, Sam, we're going to talk a lot more sports on this show today than we did on Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday, right. It was chaos. It was the scream machine at Six Flags, wasn't it, Noel?
Yikes.
It was fun, right? We talked about
not the scream machine.
Well, I don't know the other roller coasters. I ain't been to Six Flags in them. Remember last year we tried to go out there and they wouldn't hook
through? Yeah, what was the deal?
As long as you didn't call it the Ninja, that means we had a smooth ride at least.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know.
The Goliath is smooth too. Goliath's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
How many roller coasters they got out there like that? That five?
That are smooth?
No, just roller coasters at Six Flags.
Oh, they got a bunch.
Yeah, they got a good few.
Yeah, they got a good selection.
Like five. The ones that you stand in line for.
Probably. I think that's fair.
Yeah. If you stand in line for it, there's about five of them.
They got Superman.
Yep.
They got the Goliath. Mm-hmm. They got Ninja. Yep. They got Scream Machine. I think, or did they stop Scream Machine? I can't remember.
That's the one I remember.
Scream Machine is
the wooden one. That's still
I think they got the Flash. They got a whole bunch of different ones.
We had a promotion when I was working down the dial, like back in the day, and it was one of those just quintessential rock radio promotions. Where a bunch of people sent in their name, they got chosen. They chose a dozen people, and they had to go stand outside the parking lot at Six Flags and keep their hands on a Wrangler, a Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, this is a classic radio one.
Yeah, I told you. So the person, obviously, who kept their hand on it the longest, they got bathroom breaks and out, you know, so much an hour. And then the last person got the
Yeah, got to drive away. Keep
it. Right, and it was okay. A couple days that they stayed out there.
Wow.
And I bring that up because that was, I think it was in the parking lot out at Six Flags. Then they had one where if you rode a roller coaster and it happened to be the Scream Machine the longest, you got a car.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would have been out on that one.
Real quick, and I'm glad Noel said that. Real quick, let me ask y'all this. How long, for just keeping, you know, the promotion about just keeping your hand on it, how long would y'all have lasted?
See, you're asking the wrong Greg. At this age, I would have said three times. If you asked me in my 20s, then I'd say, I can go all night. Because it's a different mentality when
right.
you're
sure.
in your early 20s, right?
Yeah.
But, Noel, how about you?
I maybe would have lasted 10 hours before I tapped out. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I would have given you a good, probably a good 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
And I could go on that long, you know. But I've known
days?
That.
Days? Nah, y'all can have it.
I know some people who've done that. I know some radio stations who've done that back in the day.
<That's> just,
I haven't heard anybody doing that lately.
No, not in a while.
Yeah.
Not in a while. Sam and Greg, along with Noel, on this 26th day.
I'm looking up at the airport. People are zooming through TSA, man. I mean, if you got to travel today out at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, people are like zooming through TSA right now, you know.
Well, because it's Friday.
I guess
come so. Back
I
mean, on
because
Sunday.
It's early because, right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Sunday's going to be like that Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But heightened because it all depends on when the holiday falls during the course of the week. Because this was middle of the week kind of thing or toward the end of the week. Yeah, you're right. Today's going to be bad. Tomorrow's going to be worse. But I'd have to lose a bet to drive down Camp Creek Parkway, as Noel said, on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Forget about it. So we're going to talk some NFL. We're going to talk about these Falcons. We have some other events that we'll get to before the end of the hour. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, as always, going to let you know what's going on locally with Mr. Crenshaw. And because she is here and this because, well, even if she wasn't here and she was just producing, we would have a Noel's World.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that in the 7 o'clock hour.
That's
we'll
fun.
Let you guys as I do during the holidays, focus on the behind-the-camera opportunities as far as a casting call. So we'll talk about that coming up. Terrell Thomas, going to hear about the latest from Kobe and Mello and Selah. Those are our nieces, right?
Yeah.
All of them. I didn't forget them, did I?
No.
I got them all.
Got everybody
anyway, in. Terrell Thomas will be joining us talking Hawks.
Yeah.
So we are just getting started, but obviously I want to ask my two coworkers, starting with the beautiful Noel. How was your Christmas day? And we love to hear about catastrophes that happen. That makes it even more interesting. And nothing more boring than perfection. Everything happens like a Hallmark card. They ain't good for radio. I want to hear about some stuff.
No, very simple, very, very smooth day. Once I woke up from the overnight shift here, we took the hour and a half ride down to Milledgeville, Georgia. Yeah, got some.
Ain't
cover.
That what you call it was from down there? The Steelers quarterback,
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I know he spent some time down there, but
yeah, he had something going on down there. But
he did.
Yeah, so went down to Milledgeville, and my cousins Ashley and Vaughn, they put us up well, and I got to see all the children run around and have fun. And one of them got their first little official chain. That was fun to see. He won a king on a chain.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got an 11-year-old running around.
Yeah.
And this is probably something that I created, so I apologize. I apologize.
You apologize to your sister?
No. This is my sister. These are my baby cousins.
Oh, okay.
And somehow my cousin had my child that loves all things fly. So I apologize. You got an 11-year-old running around here.
Oh, my.
You got your baby cousin wanting to be dripped out, Noel.
Listen, with the rope chain that says King.
Oh, right now.
About blinded me when he came through the door. I said, what's this all about? Fresh Air Force Ones on. I said, okay, I've created a monster.
Yeah.
Freshest kid in Ohio.
Freshest kid in Ohio.
Created
a monster.
All right, but other than that, you didn't eat too much. You just kind of, it was nice being with the family.
Yeah, it was nice, smooth, chill. Watched some Christmas Story. Got home at a decent time. The games on.
You tell the folks to make sure they watch Red One and who you knew that was in it. You let that one go, didn't you? You forgot about that one. She's great.
I gotta put that on my holiday list.
Oh, y'all, you too, Dylan. Y'all didn't tell nobody to watch Red One during Christmas.
Matter of fact, Greg, you gotta make Christmas cards for now. You gotta make business cards for next year and put those movies on there.
Yeah, really.
Well, I can't put that. I would send out that picture that you have all seen.
Yes.
With me and, but I'm not trying to get sued by The Rock for putting his likeness out there on a Christmas card. I'm just not doing it. It's a nice thing to have. But yeah, I've deputized you guys. See, okay, the love I throw okay out for y'all, okay, I want y'all to do it back for me.
You know what? That's
I got
great.
You. That's very fair. We gotta spread the good word for you, Greg. We gotta spread the good word.
Yelled at in places and going, James, I'm getting that a bunch.
Hilarious.
Yeah, really.
And you'll be getting that more soon.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will.
Jeez.
No doubt. No doubt.
It's been an interesting little thing. I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
That the makeup of the people who have acknowledged the two most prominent pieces that I have been fortunate enough to be in has been really, really interesting. I'm sure there'd be some kind of psychological thing for it or whatever, but I told you about the brother who yelled at me.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing polar opposite people talking about Red One. So I get one lane for Beauty in Black. I get another one for Red One and Dear Santa. It's been really.
Man, I
really
let people know that I'm working with you and you're in Beauty in Black. Oh yeah, I know him. That's why, you know, I'm like, yeah, okay. Red Nose, man. It happened.
A
lot.
Well, I actually have a story, and I thought of you, Noel, and Sam would have liked to have been the fly on the wall, but you would have liked to have been in the store because you could have helped me because it was a place I was getting Tracy something.
Ah.
But before I get into this, I may save this to casting call, but Sam, yesterday, for you.
Wow. You know, you talk about Red One. I wish I had watched Red One because I got off work from CBS Atlanta New Year's Eve, and I said, you know what? I don't have to go anywhere Christmas Day. Let me just watch me a good holiday movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going, let's see what's on. Let's see what I hit Prime. I saw Red One. Then I saw this thing with Eddie Murphy. Candy Cane Lane. I said, Eddie Murphy.
I've seen Candy Cane Lane.
I have not seen it. I've seen the ad.
Man, what'd you think about it?
I think I saw that one last Christmas. It's a wild ride. You get a lot of Eddie Murphy hallmarks, but you also see them try to, like, contain Eddie Murphy. And the results may vary.
Yeah, the results weren't good for me because I was like, when is this going to get good? Yeah, I was like, it's got to get to a part where it gets good. And I'm like, and after a while I said, okay, I've killed a couple of hours here with this thing. You know,
you can't get that back.
I can't get it back. But that was it. Then yesterday, the day was, you know, I was invited over to go and have a really nice meal. And the people were late because they had some relatives and said, well, we're running late because we had brass. That was okay. Meanwhile, I'm getting a little lunchy. I said, let me ride around. And say, I didn't. The people who had to work, my colleagues at CBS Atlanta who had to work, had Chinese food brought in for them yesterday.
Nice.
They had to work Chinese food. I did not know Chinese food on Christmas was a deal.
Oh, yeah.
I said, let me look up over here on Claremont at Golden Buddha. I made the mistake of riding over there. The auxiliary parking lot was packed. There were people out the door.
Yeah,
I said 45 minute wait for Chinese
food.
You
didn't know nothing about that?
To Sam's point either, I had no idea.
Well, then
until
let me
just
tell
now
you guys something.
I had no idea the Chinese food on Christmas was a deal.
You need to increase your friend base to include some of our Jewish brothers and sisters because that's how I found out about it about 20 years ago. I really did. I found, you know, and it made sense to me, right?
Well, it's kind of immortalized in A Christmas Story because that's how it ends. You know, their turkey gets ruined by the Brunson's house, and they go to a Chinese restaurant, and it's the only thing open in town.
But Dylan didn't know about it. How come you didn't know about it?
He ain't got no friends, you know.
I've been out the loop on it, I guess. But that Golden Buddha hit, though. I've had that.
45-minute wait on Christmas Day, man.
That's crazy.
To get Chinese food.
Whew. I never knew about that tradition, though. That's cool, though.
Yeah. It was. And like I said, I learned about it a long time ago. I said, what y'all going to do? You know, I was learning about Hanukkah. I was getting educated and all that stuff. And I said, what about Christmas night? I said, we get Chinese food at the house. And I was like, that's when I learned. I was like, I never thought about that, but okay.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So
other
God
than
bless
that, rode past Piedmont Park. It was cool yesterday seeing people out just walking, riding bikes and what do Piedmont Park because the weather was so nice.
Yeah, the weather was
amazing
fantastic,
yesterday.
Fantastic.
I got folks that's trying, you know, what you doing tomorrow? I said, I'm going to play golf.
Yeah, yeah. But I couldn't find anybody to play tennis.
Okay,
but boy, the poor folk up in New York, they're already talking about putting salt and stuff down on the roads. They're expecting to get it bad late tonight up in New York.
Mm.
Yeah.
We are just getting started on this Friday morning. Again, thank you for letting us be a part of it. A Sunday version of Sam and Greg on Friday in for the morning shift. And even more special because of the holidays, Noel is joining us this morning. Dylan's on the other side of the glass. We're getting started. Going to talk some NFL, some games yesterday, and what the Falcons have in store for them coming up. Happy, happy holidays to all of y'all. It's Sam and Greg, Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You don't see that much anymore or hear that much anymore. You can keep going, Dylan. Yeah, keep that going. The Richie Sambora voice box. You just don't, you know, people don't use it as much anymore. Sam and Greg, along with Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this Friday morning, 26th day of December. We hope that you had a wonderful and safe Christmas Day.
Yeah, we did.
And I've been enjoying a wonderful holiday season. Scotty, just, you know, I'm trying to pace myself. When you weren't here the other day,
yeah,
this was speaking of Six Flags, it was like that.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And then Jason likes pushing my buttons.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got everything we needed to know about what was going on with the World Cup or what's about to happen. Coming around the corner, he filled us in on from soup to nuts.
Yeah, man.
On the pitch and around the city, which impressed him when I said pitch. I really just did that. I'm going to still call it a field just to make him mad.
Oh, come on.
And so Noelle was sort of like the buffer that day. She kept things going. Mr. Crenshaw let us know earlier that the tennis season gets started here soon, so we're going to talk about that in the next break. Also, some places to check out and some places to avoid in this city as we approach. As Mr. Crenshaw also said that he's going to be busy around Hartsfield today, going to be even busier tomorrow, and don't even think about it on Sunday. It's just going to be really busy. And we stole your phrase, used it all day Wednesday.
Yeah,
I think it still applies. Pack your patience.
You got to do it.
Man,
you couldn't have
been more right, not just with the phrase, but where it's most needed, in parking lots.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the most dangerous places you can drive.
There are no rules. There are no rules in the parking lot.
None.
You know, you're right. It is like Dodge City.
There are no rules. I mean, those little signs, that little stop they have painted down on the sign. Who looks
suggestions.
At that? You know what I mean? We strongly recommend. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there are no rules in parking lots.
And you got these people trying to get in there and get out, and they will gangster a parking spot. You'll see somebody sitting there waiting for it.
Oh, yeah.
And then pull in.
Oh, yeah, now.
And dare you to start something.
It's the double parking for me. Why
that's
are you
another
double
one
parked?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, that drives me insane. Why are you double parked?
There is nothing more that I don't know if there's anything more that gets on my nerves than double parking. Nobody is trying to hit your precious Lamborghini.
Ain't no
or
Lamborghinis.
Mercedes.
That's the other part of it.
Yeah, I know. It's Dodge is out here doing it. No shame to Dodge. I drive a Kia humbly. But I mean, look, nobody's trying to get after your Kia Soul or your Dodge Durango,
I mean,
whatever
seriously,
the case is.
Come on
now.
Man.
Yeah.
And you are not the traffic police.
And then it'd be in parking decks where you actually pay to park. It's like, I know you didn't pay double the parking to double park there. Come on, man.
I'll be petty. If I can fit in the parking spot, I'm darn sure I'm still gonna pull in it. Just to be petty. And I'm like, yeah.
Now you gotta deal with
it. Now you gotta squeeze in to get in. Passenger side or driver's side. I don't care who got to squeeze in, but one of y'all got to squeeze in now.
Figure it out.
And it's your fault because I'm still in between my white lines.
There you go.
Now, who has left a note on that car that,
Not the note.
I've done that. I've written a note, didn't like the word I used, remembered another one, and rewrote another note and put it on there.
Wow. I've wanted to. That's next level. Plenty of times I was like, I wish I had sticky notes. Well,
you slide it right in between the glass and the thing there. It'll fit right in there nicely. So you don't have to have sticky. And it's usually no more than about 5 words.
That's a professional note leaver.
Oh,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all realize we're giving people ideas.
We're also trying to let people know that
right.
You need to like pay attention and be courteous,
okay,
you know?
Okay.
Don't act like you just got here. You know, there's people out there. We're all trying to get somewhere. We are all trying to exist during this time of year that is heightened anxiety. Right? Because if we're trying to get our babies this or our grandmother's that or this family, we need this to make the meal taste better. We got to get over to Kroger real quick and get back.
Yeah, you're trying to hunt down Turbo Man.
And it turns into, you know, it Mel Gibson and Mad Max out there.
It's true.
Yep.
So this is what we're doing. We're letting people know. We're acknowledging. Please, as Ms. Crenshaw says, pack your patience. But also, just do the right thing.
Yeah, help each other out.
Help each other out. Sam and Greg, that's Noel on this Friday morning. All right, man. Rams are coming to town. Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And as we like to say, when a team is in the situation the Falcons are, they're playing for pride. But how much do you want to see of this team for this game? Do you want to? Because the Rams, see, the thing is, if you could knock the Rams out, that would give you incentive. But the Rams have already clinched the playoff spot.
Yeah.
They're tied with San Francisco for whoever is going to be higher up in the playoffs, but neither one of them are going to catch Seattle, I don't think, you know, unless Seattle fumbles. I haven't looked at the West that closely, but point is, the Falcons can't do anything to the Rams that would upset their season. So my question is, how much of this team do you want to see in this upcoming game? Do you want to see some people who will possibly be in different positions for next season? Maybe elevated? There's some guys you want. I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts on who do you want to see for this game Monday night?
Well, Greg, I think you're headed in the right direction. It sounds like we're going to start to see more guys that we haven't seen, like more Kobe Bryants, and things get more reps, which I think is needed right now because not only do you have some DBs missing, but this is just somebody you want to see what they have going into next season. There was a lot of, even though he's an undrafted free agent, there was a lot of high hopes put on Kobe. And I think he looked decent in the Tampa game. I mean, considering the situation and how many reps he's actually had. So right now, that's what I do want to see that. I want to see your top tier guys, but if there's anybody on the bubble, let's see who they're on the bubble with also.
It's cool to see some of that. I still want to see consistency. And it's a primetime game. And for whatever reason, the primetime games seem to bring out the best in this team. Even in this kind of season. So I expect them to play well Monday night. I really do. You're coming off a couple of good performances, a couple of wins. I think you want to keep that going, especially playing at home. So, Noel, you will see some of those guys sprinkled in because you are starting to do some evaluations. But I think you do will still want to come out. Coach Raheem Morris has some thoughts about facing the Rams. He shared it with Dukes and Bell. Let's check it out.
You know, fun, you know, like I know what they're about, you know, and they're going to come in here and they're going to go out there and they're fighting for a one seed, you know, and I know what that means. I've been in that building when you're doing those things. I've been in that building when you had the opportunity to go to playoffs. I know what that building feels like. That building's not in it not to win a championship, and everything they're going to do, they're going to come in here and try to do, and we better match it. And I love that because I love to be able to build up what it feels like, what it looks like, what the mentality has to be to go out there and win a championship. I was with them when we done it, and I want to be able to show this team how to do it because I believe we can.
So that is Coach talking with Dukes and Bell about taking on the Rams and facing something that he's very familiar with. He's been a part of this system, knows the coach, knows the way he thinks out there, McVay. And so that's the thing we're looking forward to seeing Monday night.
Does McVay come to town and make a trip over to his old high school there?
I don't know if he's just a business.
I don't know if he got the time.
Yeah, he got that kind of.
They might come to him.
I was gonna say, okay, will he meet with them? Will they have some of them come out?
They may, but it's a business trip, man.
Who was his coach? What years did he play out there? For those of you who do not know, the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams was the Georgia High School Player of the Year. And he won that award the same year a dude named Calvin Johnson was also playing.
He won the state championship, Calvin didn't. But yeah. then you want to bring up Sandy Creek, you're going to make somebody upset. Other side.
No, he ain't going to get upset about
it.
Yeah,
he will.
Well, he's already said that he's a rabble-rouser. So,
anytime some high school football is brought up, I need my Creek boys brought up. Especially because we got another state title to our name, you know. That's what I'm saying. So, shout out Sandy Creek. Shout out Patriots.
All I was asking about was it Pace he went to?
No, Marist. No,
Marist, that's it. I was just asking about, you know, McVay's school and him coming to town here, and it's been a minute since the Rams have played here, so I was just thinking about that.
Maybe I have time for a drive-by, but that, nothing.
But you don't want to hear about no other high school team, just yours, huh? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, just when high school athletics is brought up, we need to bring up Sandy Creek and their greatness. It just needs to be mentioned, and then we can move on to, you know, Marist or whoever else we want to talk about.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, fair enough, Dylan, fair enough.
What NFL player came from that school that we should be talking more about?
Calvin Johnson, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, he got a gold jacket.
Yeah,
and if we want to go NBA, Jabari Smith Jr.
All right.
See?
They will be happy to know that you gave us this nugget during this segment.
We were calling Wake Up Coach Chadwick this morning and asking about his prize pupil. Coach Chadwick, who's still coaching over at Marist, the winningest active coach in the state of Georgia.
There you go. See, we ain't hanging around this dude for nothing, Noel. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff he
got brought. It all.
Hey, I bring up insignificant stuff. He brings up the reality stuff. That's relevant to the story. But both of you two, by the way, once again, Sam and Greg and Noel in for the morning shift on this 26th day of December. Nobody brought up Easton Stick.
Easton Stick.
30 years old.
No, I don't want to see Easton Stick.
I'm just saying, as we talked about players we may not see, you brought that up. As you talked about players you may not normally regularly see that may be playing for other jobs, you know.
The problem with seeing Easton Stick is that means that whatever's going on that field is absolute disaster.
Yeah.
And it's time to pull the plug. So I don't want to see that. I need y'all to be competitive. We need to be in this game. You may not win it, but I need you to be in this game for the majority of this game. I do not want to see Easton Stick under any circumstances with a combination of with a helmet and on the field. I am so sorry, Easton.
What you got about
I
Easton?
I need you holding that clipboard.
There we go. That is the best.
For right now, I need you to hold that. I am glad that he's active.
Yeah, you got to have an active
Exactly.
Have an active
I am glad that he's officially the backup quarterback for right now. That in itself is a little experience. But no, I don't need to see that field at all.
But isn't this counter to what you said earlier that you were expecting to see other faces that you don't normally see?
I said sprinkled in, but that's not one.
Well, he could be sprinkled in.
No room for Easton Stick. I don't want to see a direct snap. I don't want to see a trick play.
How about a field goal?
I was about to say that. I don't want to see another placeholder. I need Easton Stick to hold that clipboard. That's what I need you to do right now. And right now, Easton is doing a great job of it. Keep at it, Easton. Good job.
As we leave here, a shout out to my mother. And I'll tell you why. Today, first little piece of insignificant information, but Phi Delta Theta was formed today.
Oh.
On this day, the fraternity was but my mother was sorority and she was a Delta. And I got we were looking for the cookbook this holiday season.
Yeah.
I got a Delta.
Delta cookbook.
Cookbook at the house that Tracy has commandeered, and it was lost for a few days around here because my nephew's going to claim it because he's got to send it to his grandmother. He loved his grandmother. But she's been tapping into it for all these years, too. But Delta was formed on this day. I didn't know where would you think that was formed, that fraternity?
Howard?
Deltas were on this day, 1848, though. But the location of it is what threw me. Miami of Ohio.
Okay.
Oh.
Miami of Ohio. Nah, me either. So, to all you Deltas out there, happy holidays to you. All right, coming up top of the hour, as we said earlier, Ms. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally. We're going to venture into Noel's world. I got an opportunity to find out where the money is flying through the air with a casting call coming up. But up next, there are some things in the sports world and going on around the city we're going to let you know about. As we sit in for the morning chip, Dylan's on the other side of the glass. Sam and Greg and Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ask you guys this question as we welcome everybody back. Here's Sam, Greg, and Noel. The three-person booth this morning. It's like Monday Night Football on this day after Christmas. Dylan's on the other side of the glass in for the morning chip, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Who was this phrase attributed to on this date? First in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of their countrymen. First, who was first in war? First, he was called first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of our countrymen.
Churchill?
No.
Ooh.
But this was how a famous person, very famous person, was eulogized. They said this about George Washington.
Oh.
He was eulogized by Colonel Henry Lee, and it happened on this date. And that is, I've seen that on plaques throughout my life. I didn't understand where it came from, but I have. I've seen that. All over.
As we prepare to hit 250.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
It will be 250.
And Noel, one of the things that I tell the Sam all the time, actually, I think he's the one who first said this, but there's a first day for everything.
Indeed.
And today was the day of the coffee percolator.
Oh.
As we wake up looking for
song?
Our coffee.
Let me play that song, Time for the Percolator. Can we play that? can we play that? Oh, yeah, you know, really.
You don't say that, you know, that word anymore, but yeah. James Mason. Patented the coffee percolator on this day. Anyway.
I've been seeing a lot of those lately at the local Marshalls. It's been a lot of
percolators?
Yeah, it's been a lot of coffee percolators on sale.
I think it's either
strangely
those
enough, yeah.
Or those little Keurigs or how you
the Keurig cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love them.
Well, more people are going back to the percolator, you think?
I think it's just a retro option that's out here hanging out right now that people are picking up. But it does seem to be one or the other. It doesn't seem to be traditional coffee maker right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're either doing percolator / kettle, or we're getting fancy with the K-cups.
Yeah, the cups.
Yeah.
It's easy, and then not a lot of waste.
Yeah.
You get your coffee, you're done. In case you cannot get in front of a TV, we got Hawks versus Miami today, and that game is at 7 o'clock, tip at 6:30. Again, we can hear it right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sam, you don't have a nickname, do you?
Nickname?
A nickname. I don't know of a nickname for you.
Me?
Yeah, I don't have one either.
Hey, you.
Okay, that's your nickname.
No, I don't have a nickname. I mean, I got nicknames. There's certain things that I hear, and I know that people know me from certain places.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
So, you know, people call me like Sam, but that was my dad's name.
Right.
You know, so a lot of people some people call me Sam, but they knew him. So that was different for me. My relatives would use my middle name. My middle name is Randall.
Okay.
So they might call me Randy. But then I know there are people who know me from Alabama. Then I got relatives who just call me Ran. And when I hear that, I know that's kinfolk.
Ran.
Let's break it all the way down. Hey, Ran. So, I mean, I know that's all.
Ran would be the only nickname. The other ones are kind of your name.
But one thing, they never called me Junior. And a lot of guys I grew up with, if they were a junior, that's what they got called.
Mm-hmm. But, in my generation, it changed to JR, but you get some type of variation of Junior.
Yeah, but my dad never wanted to, like, you know, say, hey, Junior. You know, he wanted me to be my own kind of person there. I appreciate that.
You get Samuel? You get Samuel
I get Samuel when I'm in trouble. Samuel was with
you
like
don't get
that,
in trouble
that,
no more.
That was Samuel. That would be like formal something. Yeah.
I get Greg down here, and I get Gregory in Chicago up north.
I remember Gregory. You get that from your dad.
Your parents call you first name.
You get Gregory from him.
Gregory. Yeah. Anyway. Dylan, you don't have a nickname? I'm leading up to something. Do you have a nickname?
So here. Uh-oh. On the morning shift specifically, I get called Dylon.
Yep.
And that started actually from John Chuckery when I used to produce John Chuckery's show. He would call me Dylon. Okay. So that just kind of stuck around. Other than that, no. Like in middle school and high school, I used to be called D-Matt because my last name is Matthew. So I used to get called D-Matt.
Okay.
But other than that, those are the only two.
The reason I went down this rabbit hole is because not long ago, when new information was presented, the lovely Noelle got herself a nickname.
Whoa.
And I've been calling her this for the last week or so when remembered when her birthday was.
Okay.
So she is, from this point on, if you're going to use her nickname, Noelle, and she's embraced this, Sam, but I haven't said this officially, Noelle is the Saltus Queen.
Oh, I remember you coming up with that, yeah.
She is the Saltus Queen. We're going to have to put
that
on plaques. Bumper sticker and on her front door, a mailbox, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You are approaching royalty.
Yeah,
so you are now royalty. You are the Saltus Queen. And for those of you who don't know, her birthday falls on the winter solstice. So that's why I came up. And I didn't have to go to MIT to figure this one out. it just popped
solstice
into my head.
Queen of winter, yes.
So yeah,
yes,
you are
I have
that.
Been deputized.
So you are closer to, I guess, Glenda than you would be the other one, the other Wicked Witch of the...
I love it.
You'd be up there in Minnesota. But yeah, she's got a nickname. I say all that also because... We are talking about winter here. You see what I'm doing here?
Mm-hmm. And,
but yet we know the way the world sits on its axis. That is hot as you know what, is fish grease, as you like to say,
mm-hmm.
down in the southern hemisphere, where life is getting ready to get started down there for the tennis world.
You know, it seems so unfair. It seems so unfair, especially for our American players, because you're home for your holiday. You get a short break anyway. You get a short window, basically, because after the U.S. Open, there's more tournaments. A lot of people don't know because they're in Asia and
mm-hmm.
Europe. So they go back overseas again. And a lot of players have to make these. I mean, you get their endorsement deals and whatnot. You also get your shoes, whatever you're wearing. They want you to show up for those events, especially in Asian countries. They've taken a lot of the tournaments that used to be in the United States. We used to have so many more tennis tournaments in this country. But the Asian countries have, like, you know, they fucked over some cash and those tournaments moved.
Mm-hmm.
And so now people have to go over and play those events to end up the year. And so once you finish that, you have this little calendar, a calendar, the back part of October, you know, November, and right down into now. And like now, these folks are on airplanes headed for Australia.
Ooh.
The United Cup, which is like a team competition, starts on the 2nd in Perth. Perth.
It's Perth, not Perth.
Australia. And that gets things started. So you have teams representing the U.S. I think it's both men and women to play on that to get things started. Meanwhile, you're down there just getting acclimated, right? You've tried to go and play somewhere in Florida or somewhere in Southern California that somewhere is going to have some heat that you can work out in this time of year before you go over there. So it's not such a big shock to your system. If you've been around here, obviously you would have had some decent weather to work out around here the last couple of days, right? But they go over there where it's going to be really hot. The Brisbane International starts on the 4th. That's a WTA event. The men start on the 4th as well. And then there's also an event in China, right?
If you can get in there.
You can play that, right. And the Bank of China Hong Kong Tennis Open is taking place.
That's Hong Kong's cool.
So, I mean,
you get in there.
That's where you're going to start, and you're working your way up for the Australian Open, the first major. That's the thing. You know, you talk about different events, different sports that build up to a big event.
Right.
We know NASCAR will start with their biggest event, the very first one, right? Daytona
Crazy.
500,
mm-hmm.
right? Where everybody else works their way up to it. Tennis, you know, within the first couple of weeks, here's a major event, and you got to be in condition because it's going to be blazing hot for the conditions. So that's going
to
be it.
I have a theory that you broke all that down
yep.
to something, and this became prevalent when Serena was heading toward being the top Grand Slam winner of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who didn't know, they started looking at the list of the women behind her and saw Margaret Court and wondered, oh, I ain't never heard of Margaret Court. And then if you look deeper, for those who did know, she won most of her tournaments in Australia, her home country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the reason why, because of everything that you just broke down, the American players, the top players, even from Europe, had to – they want to stay home for the holidays and then have to get on a plane last minute. And I'm sure conditioning during the time when Margaret Court played isn't anywhere near where it is now.
Well, the schedule was different then, too, now, because, you know, the Australian Open came late in the year. It just became a thing where they moved it to after January 1. After January 1, there was a U.S. indoor tour. There was a tour of U.S. indoor tennis that took place during the winter months. That's why I mean, so we lost all those tournaments. I don't think okay. we have an indoor tournament left in the United States. The last one, I think, was in Memphis.
Ooh.
And they took it up to Long Island or something. But all the indoor tournaments in this country are gone.
And then plus you had Davis Cup, which was big then too.
That was big too. But then talking about the indoor, you had the men's. The men's was World Team. Who was that? Trying to who was the sponsor? Lamar Hunt was in with this. The founder.
Oh yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs was involved with the tennis for the men. And on the women's side, it was sponsored by Virginia Slims.
Billie Jean King.
You know, right. And what I'm talking, we just had tobacco sponsoring.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was crazy.
They're sponsoring women's tennis and NASCAR, right?
But that was their thing. Because even though the Surgeon General had that little tag on there about smoking, it was one of those they marketed those cigarettes for women as a sort of statement of independence.
Yeah, you have your own, right? You don't have
exactly.
to, you know, you're not in the Pall Mall or the Camel or looking straight.
Marlboros and all
your,
that.
You have your own. But that was when they have all those indoor tournaments and they all went away. When Australia moved to first of the year.
But what I'm saying is Margaret Court had an advantage for a period of time, which is why she racked up so many Australian Opens and became an all-time great as far as the total numbers, when it was really kind of, when you took a deeper look at it, she really didn't win that many Frenches and Wimbledons and U.S. Opens compared to the others. She got to the top of the food chain because she stayed home and dominated Australia.
Well, those are the ones that she did play. Remember, it wasn't as global as it is now. And also, I don't know, would you talk about pre-Open era with her as well? You're going to count those from the pre-Open era when, you know, tennis players weren't making a whole lot of money. That's why people like, you know, out there, Gibson played, and she had to, like, stop playing. She wasn't making any money in the prime of her career. So, I mean, it was just different now. Now you walk out there, going back to Venus Williams when she rolled out the first time, she got that massive Reebok deal she got back in the day. Oh, by the way, she got married last week.
Did?
Yeah.
Venus?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. So, we mentioned that on Wednesday.
You mentioned that? Okay. Yeah. I didn't mention that. But
we did. Didn't
we? I mean, she was
the one that
really kind of set the cash out big time, you know. Say what you will about Richard Williams. We all know, we talked about him on this program, what he was smart enough to do. But, that's it. But we're looking forward to this tennis season, looking to see if, how Coco does, if Coco Gauff does well down there.
Looking to see how Ben Shelton does.
You know, he was home recently to play out in Gwinnett County. Let's see what he does. A hometown guy. Let's see if he can go out there and do some well and try to crack that ceiling with those top two who up there. They're awfully tough to beat. But, you know, let's see if we can get a run at them.
No, listen, I apologize. But you've seen this on the other side of glass. You mentioned tennis, and then we can go get a cup of coffee, man, sandwiches.
Yeah, get turn us into a tennis match.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, man.
Sounds great.
Right up on everything there. Listen, we'll save the what's going on around town, where to go, where not to go, coming up later on. Noelle's World coming up at 7:20. I have no idea what she's going to talk about, but Dylan better be ready because she told him earlier she's looking at you. Let you know about opportunities or where to find opportunities behind the camera, jobs in front of the camera, doing a casting call. That is all coming up. But up next, locally, what has been going on? Well, Mr. Crenshaw is going to tell you what's been going on and what's coming up around the corner. That's up next. As we sit in for the morning shift, Sam, Greg, Noel, Wet Dylan on the other side of the glass, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.